I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 46. The first Lord's Day of the month, we take some time meditating on a psalm, and then we'll sing that throughout the month. And Psalm 46 will be our psalm of the month, our psalm to meditate on. I'd like you to listen as I read it, and then I'll direct your attention to its explanation. Psalm 46, to the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song for Almoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The theme of this psalm comes straight out of the first verse. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in our trouble. The theme is that our confidence is in God alone, that our confidence comes from the one who has redeemed us from our sins, the one who is all-powerful over all things. The first verse describes God as being a mighty fortress, as Martin Luther defined it, a refuge, a very present help. That's intensified, as if a help were not enough. He is a very present help. And the presence of the Lord runs throughout all of this psalm as a comfort and a help. Verse 5 says that God is in the midst of Jerusalem, or the people of God. And verses 7 and 11 say that the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Our confidence is in that God who is a very present help with us. Of course, we know with New Testament eyes that the most powerful revelation of the presence of God is in the Son, Jesus Christ. He is named Emmanuel, God with us. And with our New Testament eyes, we can sing this psalm knowing that God is a present help in the coming of the Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us from our sins. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. That's who we have as our Savior, Jesus Christ. The very God of Jacob is our God. Verse 2 takes a turn then from declaring the theme to resolving something. And I like the stance of verse 2. Therefore we will not be afraid. Therefore we will not be afraid. Spurgeon calls this as having the form of a logical argument. There's a proposition and a conclusion. The proposition is, the Lord is our God, a present help. Therefore, our conclusion that necessarily follows we will not be afraid. And he goes on to list some things that are very frightening. Stillwater had a storm on Friday evening that made the earth shake and mountains tremble and the seas were rising, especially Duck Street right down before our house. You know, our street is a waterway when it rains. And we had waves that were crashing on our curbside. It's a frightening thing to be in the midst of a storm like that. But the storms that the psalmist described are even greater. Mountains falling, the earth quaking, the sea itself raging and trembling. The second half of the psalm, nations in turmoil and tumbling and falling like those mountains and the sea. Wars and rumors of wars. And we know some of those tumults as well in a political world and in an era where it seems like the impossible tragedy could happen tomorrow. Are there things to fear? Yes, there are. Earthquakes, floods, fires, wars, diseases. But God is with us. Therefore, we will not be afraid. Emmanuel has come. Our Redeemer has been born, has lived and died, suffered on the cross for us, and has risen to life everlasting. And so in verses 5 and 6 it says, there is in Jerusalem, or in that city of God, there's a river that makes the city glad. It gives it life. And there are echoes here of all of Scripture that, as a prophet, the psalmist looks forward to the new Jerusalem, where there is the river of life that the Apostle John describes in Revelation 21 and 22. A place where there is no tabernacle because God is in the midst of that new Jerusalem. There's no sun or moon because God is light. And the echo here is of the presence of God in the midst of His people and the satisfaction that we have of that present help, that strength and refuge. The tabernacle of the Old Testament that's described here is a symbol of the presence of God in the midst of His people. It's an anticipation of the coming of Jesus Christ and of that new Jerusalem where the Lamb of God, where the throne of God is in the midst of His people forever. And so there's an invitation in this psalm. Come behold the works of the Lord. Come behold that refuge and strength that God is, even in the midst of nations warring. And the invitation comes from God Himself when He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Once more, there are just echoes throughout all of Scripture. Matthew 28, where Jesus Himself says, all authority is given to me on heaven and on earth. And then He commissions the church to be about its task. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul describes Christ ruling over all things, bringing everything under His feet. And Philippians 2, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. All power is given to Emmanuel, our God with us, who is our refuge and our strength. Therefore, we will not be afraid. Though the mountains shake and the earth be moved, though there be wars and rumors of war, Jesus, God with us, is our Redeemer forever. I invite you to turn to the C selection of Psalm 46. We'll confess our hope in this present help. will also profess our hope that He is the God who is with us, this Savior Jesus Christ. Psalm 46, Selection C. I'll invite you to please stand to praise God.